Bildungsentwicklung Tanz, ein Forschungsprojekt, konzipiert, gestaltet und realisiert von Paul Vosser. Heute mit
Giulio De Leo. Hello, today we are with Giulio De Leo. Giulio De Leo is a dancer, teacher, choreographer, and curator of festivals and projects of contemporary dance and body languages. His work stands out for its rigor and curiosity towards communities, rituals, and anthropological investigation of society through dance. Since 2008, he has founded Menhir Dance Company, creates various choreographies, and directs numerous contemporary dance shows and programs. From 2013 to 2016, he is coordinator of the Biennale di Venezia College Dance. From 2015 to 2020, he coordinates the dance activities of the Garibaldi Theater in Bisceglie, Nietzsche Project, and Libero Corpo. Since 2017, he has been artistic director of the dance section of Talos Festival, and in 2021 he founded Le Danzatrici Archeologie del Contemporaneo, a research project, development, artistic residencies, audience engagement, and programming. Hello, Giulio.
Hello, Paolo.
So, would you like to add any information or make some changes or correction?
Just it's important to add that Le Danzatrici, since 2021, is not only a research project, but also an international dance, contemporary dance festival, recognized since this year, since 2022, from the Ministry of Culture, and supported from the funds for the live performing arts of the Ministry of Culture, Italian Ministry of Culture. So for this 3 years program, since 2022 to 2024.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Then thank you for the correction. So first of all, thank you very much for agreeing to do this interview for my platform, Bildung Entwicklung Tanz, Educational Development Dance. And thank you for your time.
Thank you to you, Paolo.
So I will jump immediately to my first question. How does education relate to dance for you?
Wow, this is a big question. We live today in a society where the body is always at the center of the communication. Our social platforms, our web spaces are very important in the life of everybody. And all these spaces are really full of images relating to the body. Of course, we are so in the, we are so in the habit to look at the body that we don't ask anymore why we are looking at a body, how his body is also shooted or showed, or what the body is giving to us in the images we are watching. And I think that the first problem is how we watch to the body today. What is a body for us? So today we live in a world, for most of the time, the body is an object. It's just an object of desire, of commercial object, and also, why not, also a sex object. But we totally forgot, as humankind, that the body is the best instrument of relationship and communication all over the world. Just because it's a universal, it's the same one for all the people coming from wherever, and most of all, is the most important place of relationship with ourselves and communication. So I think that dance today, dance, contemporary dance, dance researcher, dancers, choreographers, I mean, all the sector of dance is as really an opportunity and a responsibility at the same time. The opportunity to return to be important for the society, and the responsibility to go towards the society, to go towards the community, toward the audience, not only to propose new aesthetics as art has to do, of course, but also for giving the people the possibility to educate themselves to the concept that body is expression, body is relationship, body is the most important place where community meet, gather itself. So I think that today dance is as really the possibility and the opportunity, you know, to recover maybe the function. The function that it has, it had in the ancient periods of the history. When, for example, I live in the south of history of Italy, and you know, in the south of Italy, there were a lot of traditional popular dance strictly linked to the ritual, to the rituality of the society. When someone born, there was a dance to celebrate the born of a baby. When someone died, there was a dance to celebrate the death of this man or this woman, and so on. So I think that dance has really the opportunity to return to be important for the society. So not only a form of art, but also a place, a cultural place where people can meet and feel and recognize their own identity.
Thank you. Thank you. I would thank you especially to have touched the theme of body, to remind us the origin of dance, what is dance. And I very agree with you. Yes. So, wow. And I will jump to my second question. So you will have maybe more possibility to explore this theme. I'm very curious. Dear Giulio, yours is a common and exemplary story at the same time. After having danced abroad, you return to your own country, Italy, to realize also on the strength of your international experiences, your own artistic vision. Your first major project, the creation of Menhir Company, whose name perhaps already suggests an attempt to present itself as a point of reference and union of different cultures, has always linked the artistic act to the educational act through workshops, seminars, interdisciplinary meetings, creating a virtuous network of communication and exchange that has brought you international recognition. In my eyes, this is a well-deserved result of the work founded on the territory and grow and develop behind its borders, thanks to its strong roots. But I will not talk any further, and I will let you take the floor to tell us about your project and your artistic vision. What satisfaction you have had, and what difficulty you have encountered also in relation to that territory, bar country, Italy, where you operate.
Yeah, I'm happy to. I have to say that I'm very happy to be here, because in this moment of my life, because I feel that in a way I feel the need to still dance and to nourish the speech around dance, the in a way also how to say the relationship with people and contemporary dance. I mean, in the past we were in the habit to think to the stage and the audience. When I came here, I discovered that there were no audience for dance. Just because dance was something like a minority, a cultural minority in the landscape of live performing arts. And of course, this depends also by the big heritage of the ballet in Italy, of the classical ballet, of melodrama, and that are really the principal form of arts. But in a way, I feel also that this emptiness could be also an opportunity to develop a change, in a way, a revolution, thinking about the possibility to involve the audience in the processes, in the cultural processes. And maybe this revolution could help us not only to build an audience for dance, for the contemporary dance, but also, and so also, audience development, audience engagement, all this wording, but also to make research. I mean, you can think about communities as simply as people that you can involve in some workshop or in some initiatives or events, just to have new audiences and say to the world, we are strong, we are interesting, we are able to involve a lot of people, we are here. Okay, this is an opportunity, this is a possibility, but for me, it's not interesting. For me, what is interesting is to think to the people, to the normal people, I mean, not to the professional dancer only, but to the communities of people, children, adolescents, over 65 people, adults, any kind of human being, as a different body, as a body that has a different sound. If we imagine that the body is our instrument of expression, maybe not all the people as a Stradivari violin in their hands, but also their violin could be interesting. Of course, as choreographer, you need to start from the instrument to imagine the music, and so the dance that they can create, and not the contrary. So you could not start from an idea of dance and then push them towards this idea, because it's impossible to do this. Of course, they are not professional dancers, but you can go, you can push yourself towards a different approach to the process of transferring information, to the process of teaching. So this became research. And researching and teaching are really strictly connected. Because I think that when you are really researching, when you are really in an open question, you are really in the possibility to transfer someone something. Otherwise, you are defending something that is not alive, is not there, is not an element of the communication, of the real communication. And so for me, this was the big opportunity to develop not only the audience, but also our artistic research. Today, our last creations as company are really particular, because they are not only just performances, but they are really open cultural processes. Each time, in each place, it's different, because we are able to open the performances to the audience, to the communities, to be in residences and involve people with different experiences and with different, of course, also background, cultural vision, imaginaries around body. So this is very important for us as artists. It's a way to feel alive and to feel also in the society, not in a different dimension, no? And also I have to say that today I feel that for sure it's very important and interesting to involve professional dancers in this kind of processes. But what I feel is that the education field, it's really a little bit old. I mean, I feel that the young dancers coming out the academy of dances from all over the Europe, they are not, in a way, educated to be in relation with amateur people, with communities of people. They haven't any kind of instruments to relate to these people. And at the same time, for example, we are just in front of an educational system that is completely rigid and is closed to some particular bodies. If we think about, for example, people with disability, the artists with disability offer us a great opportunity to improve, to develop the aesthetic around dance, around art, around the vision of possible bodies, of different possible bodies on the stage. And this is incredibly powerful because we can give to other people seated in the audience the possibility to imagine themselves in a different way. And this is really the political sense to do art. I think that art could not be art without a political action. So if we want that art still have a sense in the contemporary society, I think that we have to start from education, thinking to the possibility that dancers in the academies and universities of dance have to be educated to dance in a different way, with different methodologies, relating to different field of application, and also relating the methodology of study and teaching to different bodies. Otherwise, we are going towards a death landscape of dance and arts in general. So I feel that really we have great opportunities in this moment, because of course there are a lot of difficulties and crises, but the moment of crisis are always moment in which the things move and could change.
Thank you. There is no need to add to your words, and I will let them echo and deepen in the imagination of the audience. And I will jump to my last question. I'm very curious how you imagine. So how do you think education of the body should be in the future? Of course, you already give some idea, but...
Yeah, I think that the education of body have to start since the public school. Because, for example, in Italy, we still have the teaching of sports in the school. This is great. Sports is fantastic. But sports, once more, is educating ourselves to the performance. Of course, there is a wonderful thing. Sports educate people to rules, to play with the respect of the rules, and this is very important for a democratic system. But sport push the people to think the body only in a performative and competitive dimension. And this, of course, cuts all the other possibility, and probably the main one. I mean, body is expression. Body is our place of identity. And so we can give to the children, since they are really 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, a different possibility to integrate their system, their experience of life, to open their mind through the body. And we have to start to change the program, the educational programs in the public school, starting from the, in Italy we have this primary school, okay, but probably also for the kindergarten, I don't know, and going to the higher level of education until university, for example. How is possible that you are a student of art if you haven't never practiced art? You know, if you study the history and critics of, and aesthetic of live performing arts, you have to practice. You have to attend some workshop of dance, of theater, of music to understand which is the practice, how the processes are developed. So I think that really we need that dance, especially dance, could enter in the educational programs of the public school. First of all, this is the first important step. Then university. And of course, I think that it could be very important if also in the farms, in the enterprises, could be developed educational program for the quality of the work environment through practices of dance. There are some enterprises, there are some farms starting that has that already started this kind of program. It's rare. But when it happened, it's completely different because the environment of the of work changed completely the quality of the relationship in the environment. And this is a wonderful opportunity to build really a team approach, you know, to solving problems, to develop projects, to produce also. Why not? And of course, last but not least, dance education. Also in the academies of dance and in school of dance, I think we have to change the approach and thinking to all this possibility just to recover the power of dance, the power of the rituality of dance, if we relate it in connection, if we relate to the society. Because dance could be not dance if there is no one looking at how at us while we are dancing. And so dance it's a common act that is developed through who is dancing and who is watching a dance, who is participating, maybe not only watching but also moving himself also. We know that our different kind of performances, different kind of ways to think about the relationship with audiences. So I think that we have to start to adequate, to change the educational programs for dancers, for professional dancers, also to these experiences. Otherwise, for the companies, for example, for the contemporary dance companies, could be very difficult to find new dancers, to find dancers that are ready to work in the project. Sometimes we haven't the resources and the time to educate someone, you know, to our work. Of course, you can, it's a normal process, but it should be great to have young dancers already, ready to do this and probably also able to give us new impulse. It's strange. I'm 50 and I'm still here giving input to people younger than me. It should be the contrary. I should have received new input, new impulse from these younger people. But I think that they can, of course. They just, there is just a lack of education in this sense. So I hope that really the educational programs in universities and school of dance could change going towards society and the contemporary cultural landscape.
You touch, yes, here you have touched one of my workhorses, you can say, perhaps the main reason why I create this exchange space. To support the idea of bringing dance in the official school curriculum. So unfortunately, even in Germany, dance is not included in the official school curriculum. And although it is supported with various external projects, there is definitely a lack of modern education thinking that's seen the body at the center of human education. And I would like to to quote the neuroscientist, German one, his name is Manfred Spitzer, who is who in this regard urges investment in education, and precisely because of the scientific evidences, urges investment starting from kindergartens, and then should be definitely on the forefront. Actually, one could argue about the term dance, which in the collective imagination still recall the method, so the ballet style or method of style, the ballet style, modern or whatever it could be, and not the expressive process of the vital act of body communication. And I have not yet decided, for example, for myself, whether it is more efficient to convey a different meaning of the word dance or to call it education of the body movement. But so I think we are not the only one believe that there is many people already acting to doing this. And there is, of course, a complex process to arrive to this point. But I hope, I mean, maybe it will be not be for my daughter that she's four, but I hope for the next generation will be this possibility to have in the school, in the public school, a proper body education, if we want to call it dance. But I'm curious, because I think it would be very helpful. Can you give us a concrete example of how you involved people from your country in an art project?
There is an example that is really, I think, clear. There is a private school for babies from 3 to 5 years, where we are developing a project that is an experimental project, structured experimental project, since more than 10 years. So normally we meet these children once a week. Since last year, thanks to the possibility to develop a path of sensibilization and also development of audience in the framework of the festival, of our festival, Le Danzatrici in Plein Air, I proposed to continue the year project also after the ending of the school, the school here. Okay? So this means that in the afternoon, during the year, in the festival that we do this, we open another space for them. Okay, so during the year, in the we met in the morning, normally once a week we met just the children. In the afternoon we met some children and their parents, mother and father, only mother, it depends. Okay, so at the end we have about 40 couples of mother and children. Okay, so this was very interesting because we started to create a lot of duets, and after the end of the school here, so in May, we continue with a workshop just for them, with a path just for them, just for this couple of 40 people, 20 duets composed by some mothers, fathers, and children between 3 and 5 years old. They were really worried about the moment to go on the stage and to meet people, audience. So how we can go on the stage, how we can manage the time, how we can be together, how we can respect the appointment with the music. They were ready, of course, but you know, where you are an amateur people, you have not sure about a lot of things, and you are not in the habit to trust yourself also. So I proposed them to be with them, with my mother, So I was like a child, and I carried my mother with me to improvise and build, in a way, also a duet with her. And it was very interesting for them, because, and also for the babies, because they look at me no more as their teacher, you know, or the choreographer, but one of them. And my mother was the reference of, was the teacher, was the leader of all the parents working with me. So at the end of this work is called Giardini Familiari, and was one of the most moving, you know, work we carried in the festival. And it was really a great opportunity to carry different kind of bodies, different kind of energies also on the stage. Since 3 years bodies until 70s years, the ones of my mother bodies. So this is very important to give also to the artists the possibility to see different bodies on the stage and how an aesthetic could be developed in relation with the communities. So this is a clear example of how an educational project, a structured one, could be also an opportunity for an art framework as a festival, a contemporary dance festival. In the same day, this is very important, in the same day, on the same stage, there were also international and national professional dance companies performing. And this is very important. Not in a dedicated space, you know, not in another space. No, in the same main space where professional dance will perform, we carry also this kind of communities, because there is any kind of difference for me, because the approach is rigorous. And this is very important to continue researching while you are working, to continue respect the rules of the scene, the rules also that you give yourself to build your choreography and your form, your shape of hearts. So this was an incredible experience for me, and I hope to develop still this project with them, with this community, as of course with other communities too.
Beautiful example. And I think with this very nice picture also, I made it in my head through your words. And with these words, I would close, and I would thank you very much for your contribution. I hope your words and sharing of your experience and path inspire our listeners, and I'm very sure about this. And may this short conversation result a new connection for a free and productive exchange of knowledge. And of course, may this contribute to new discussion that enrich and improve the educational system of dance and through dance. So dear Giulio, was a big pleasure, and thank you so much.
Thank you to you, Paolo, for this opportunity, really. Also for me, it was a great opportunity to share and to be conscious, more consciousness about what we are developing together.
Thank you.
Das Forschungsprojekt wurde durch das Förderprogramm Distanzen finanziert. Distanzen ist Teil des Hilfsprogramms Tanz, das im Rahmen von Neue Start Kultur, eine Initiative der Beauftragten der Bundesregierung für Kultur und Medien, gefördert ist.